Hi there, and welcome to Twist Out Cancer Anniversary Spotlights. I'm Steven, and today I'll be chatting with artist Brad Young and his inspiration, August Spree. We'll talk about their involvement with Twist Out Cancer, how they became participants in the Brushes with Cancer program, how their connection unfolded and developed, and what they continue carrying with them from their experience together. August, Brad, it's lovely to have you on here. How are you both doing?
Doing great, thank you.
All right. I want to hear from each of you and hear from both of you about this shared experience. But let's just start off by establishing, you know, what everyone is doing here. So, August, could you please just tell us, you know, a little bit of biographical info about yourself, whatever you feel is necessary, and a little bit about how you got connected with Twist Out Cancer?
Yeah. Let's see. August Spree. I got involved with Twist by just stumbling into an event because a coworker had some extra tickets, and I am passionate about working within the cancer community. So I said, sure, I'll go. And I was just really blown away by what I experienced there. I ended up asking someone random, like, who's in charge? Like, who made this happen? And he pointed out Jenna Benscherscher, and I walked up to her, introduced myself, and said, we're going to be friends. And she is very gracious, so she agreed to have coffee with me. And I want to say maybe about a month later, I started volunteering with the organization, telling people that I knew about it. I ended up agreeing to become an inspiration for the next Brushes with Cancer program. Then it sort of grew from there. I went to serve on the board, and now I am the director of programs for all the Brushes with Cancer programs. So I'm very excited to be able to offer the same experience that I had to other people who are looking to get involved.
It's cool to hear that you're now doing so much just based on that sort of chance meeting. Brad, same question for you. You know, can you tell us a little bit about you and what you do and how you got involved with TOC?
Yeah, sure. So, it was like, I think 8 years ago now, I just bought this fixer-upper of a house and was just spending all of my time working on it and just losing my mind that one of my really good friends, Bowen Klein, who's also been an artist in the program, he said, hey, I'm going out to Chicago this weekend to participate in this program and you should really come check it out, at least just to get away for the weekend. And I ended up going out there with no idea what I was getting into and finding out about the program and what a cool idea it was. And I think before the end of the weekend, I was signed up and ready to participate. I'm so grateful that I did because of all the amazing people that I've met. Other than that, I was a carpenter for like, I think 13 years, and I'm an electrician now. Art-wise, I've participated in the program 4 times as an artist. I dabble in all different kinds of mediums, from sculpture to woodwork to, I just love everything about expressing yourself through art. So I wouldn't say that I'm really pinned down with one certain thing. I think I've only done more sculptural pieces for the Brushes program.
So the weekend that Brad came out with Bowen, we conducted like a sort of launch event at that time. And that was a chance for people who had never been involved in the program to come and see what it was about, hear a little bit from some other people who had already done it before, and possibly, you know, sign up to participate. And no one was matched at that point. So the artists and the inspirations, the whole room was filled with a mixture of both, but no one had been matched yet. And Brad and I actually like looked at each other at one point during that event. Didn't know each other at all, but I remember seeing him. And he said he remembered seeing me. I don't know if it's...
Oh, of course I did.
But yeah, so then later when we found out that we had been matched, it was like, oh, I remember seeing that guy at the launch event.
that does lead me right to my next question, August, which is just what were you expecting from, I guess I would really say, you know, from the first time that you specifically were involved with Brushes with Cancer, but, you know, also from this this specific partnership, which began with that look that you mentioned, like what were your expectations going into this project?
I didn't really have many expectations for myself as far as my own process. I was excited to see the results and to see my story told through someone else's eyes. But I didn't expect to be that affected myself, which was actually incorrect, because even though it had been 10 years past my diagnosis, there were things that I was able to talk about and share that I had never actually spoken out loud. So that was really, it just really surprised me at how deep we were able to go and how much I was able to talk about, because at the time, you know, Brad wasn't, he wasn't in my life while it was happening. And when, you know, my loved ones were around me while I was going through it, everyone wanted to just do positive, you know, positive affirmations and things like that. So it's not like I ever got a chance to really talk about like how scared I was or any of that. And I remember I did share some of like my journal writings with Brad during the time, the things that I hadn't shared with anyone before. And he just sort of took all of that and made it something beautiful.
Wow. So how did that relationship develop to a point where you felt that comfortable? And I guess really that question is for both of you. But I mean, let's start with you, Brad, actually. I mean, I don't know, what were you expecting and what was your sort of, what sort of working relationship developed?
I'm a pretty shy person. I don't know if people pick up on that when they meet me, because, you know, I'm not like scared of people. I love talking to people, but I'm kind of private, and I have this armor that I wear out in the world. So when I signed up for this, I knew it was in Chicago, and I live in Michigan. So I was like, well, this is going to be like a long distance thing. I'll chat with somebody, you know, on the phone, this and that. So when I first talked to August, I was like, hey, you know, we introduced ourselves through email. And I was like, you know, unfortunately, I'm in Michigan, so we won't be able to meet up. And she instantly responded with, well, that's cool because I just moved to Michigan. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I got nervous, and we actually spoke a few times on the phone. August is just so easy to talk to. The first time we met up at a little diner, and it was like we had known each other for, you know, years. Yeah, it was really comfortable. Usually, like, people get awkward eating food together for the first time. At least that's how I am. Like, cause I'm like, I'm going to get a piece of lettuce stuck in my tooth or something like that. And, like, I sat down and just chowed down.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't eat anything, though.
I think I asked if she was going to finish her plate, too. But
okay, so when I first walked into the diner, he was already sitting. And I remember he said, okay, tell me everything. Tell me your whole life story. And I was thinking, wow, okay, we're just jumping right in here, you know? But to kind of respond to your question, I think going in, you sort of, I mean, Twist Out Cancer also prepared us in some way, like, you know, here's what you'll be expected to do. So we had the idea that, like, at least for me, going into it, I knew, okay, you can't, this isn't the time to like beat around the bush or whatever. Like, this is a chance to be just like open and vulnerable and see where that takes you. So that was the mindset that I went into it with. And he was so open to receive that I think that both of those factors made it easy.
You already spoke to this. So I don't know if you do have more to add, but I'd be curious to hear if you do. Like, I mean, you talked about just sort of reaching a level of vulnerability, really, that maybe you didn't have. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you may not have had even with people who were, you know, there with you, like at the time through your diagnosis and treatment. So I'm curious, like, why do you think that developed here, and what did that do for you, August? And I want to hear from you as well, Brad. But
why it developed? It's so hard to sort of like put into words. It was the right connection at the right time. You know, one of the things that Twist Out Cancer focuses on is the phrase share, connect, heal. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people, if you give them the opportunity to share their story in what's already set up as a non-judgmental, you know, open space, I feel like most people really do want to take advantage of that. And yeah, for me, it surprised me how easy it was to just lean into the connection and really share with Brad. And I think our story is unique because, you know, we ended up together. So I'm not going to just brush over the fact that there was definitely some sort of like electricity going on in the beginning as well.
Yeah.
It adds another layer.
Yeah, I will say that that does make this unique among the stories that I've covered so far for this.
Yeah, we have to say it's unique because I've had people come up to me, and I just want to make sure that we're clear that like the results aren't typical.
This is not a dating service.
Yeah, exactly.
Eatyourheartout.com.
Well, okay, then, you know, casting your mind back a bit then, Brad, can you just sort of tell me, like, what stuck out to you as you got to know August and got to know her story? And what were the elements of that that you knew you had to incorporate into this work of art?
No, for sure. There was, right from the get-go, a brilliance to August and this radiant energy of, you know, getting through the hard times. And this fierceness, you know, that to survive and to grow into and heal, you know. Mm-hmm. So throughout our talks, she had told me what a huge influence like dance was to her and how healing that was to her. And her children, I found out so much more about her story that had nothing to do with the cancer. Maybe had to do with cancer that her grandma had and, you know, and these other relationships that influenced who she was today. So I ended up using wood and metal, and I had these three metal-like bands that I kind of spiraled up to where they almost looked like a fire, like a flame in a dish. I called it the dancer because as you walked around it, it would just kind of dance. And, you know, that's just kind of how I saw her. You know, this fire that, you know, had to keep growing. A theme that we talked about a lot was, you know, her being kind of like a phoenix rising from the ashes of all this pain that she had to go through, which almost like was very necessary to create the person that she is today.
Wow, that's beautifully put. Thank you. August, I'd be curious to hear from you. Like, what was it like to see this for the first time? Did you have much idea of what to expect? And like, how did it affect you?
I'm still like listening to that whole, we haven't talked about it like really since that happened, you know, in the same space together. So that was nice to hear. I remember at the time things worked a little differently. Now we make the online gallery available to participants before the actual gala event and before they see it in person. And then I think they did collect photos, but he was very secretive about what he was creating, which mm-hmm. is fine with me because I'm not artistic at all. So I'm not, I know some matches do like to collaborate or things like that. And I feel like I would ruin everything if I tried to provide any sort of input. But so I didn't see it until we actually came to the celebration and exhibition, which was in Chicago. We traveled separately. Yeah, it definitely brought me to tears because it was beautiful. And I could see like the movement in it and the combination of metal and wood. It was just, yeah. I saw what he had seen in the story and how he put not only what I had told him into it, but also a little bit of himself.
Wow, that's so cool. The only downside of doing this is that it's all audio and I don't actually get to see these things for myself, but
I know.
I'll have to send you a picture.
yeah. But I mean, no, I get a great sense of it from both of your descriptions also. I do want to address the fact that the two of you actually ended up together as a result of all this. I mean, what was it like? So, you know, there was this gala thing and you see the piece and obviously you were both very affected by this. Yeah. Can you guys just sort of explain like what happened from there?
Brad?
Yeah. So yeah, we had some people. I remember at one point we had a friend of ours who was also an artist in the program, Doug, walk up to us and go, so like, you know, how is the bonding process for you guys? This was at the actual event, and like we both just like were just like and kind of looked at each other, and he's like, oh, so it went really good for you guys. And then, like, everything we went to, like, Jenna would get super excited, which was so funny, and, like, announce to people that, like, this is the Brushes love couple right here. And So it was like, you know, referencing what I was saying earlier, like just being like a private, you know, to myself kind of person. It was like, oh my God, spotlight danger. But it was really awesome. So it was shortly after that. At first, when August moved to Michigan, we were about a little over an hour away from each other. And then like slowly she moved a little bit closer and a little bit closer until we just moved in together. August has three boys and I have one. So it was like, you know, us and then four teenage boys.
Oh, wow.
So, oh yeah. No, it was a whole new aroma in the house. But
it's been 7 years. So yeah. And now we're living apart again, 'cause I just moved back to Chicago for work and he's still in Michigan right now, but yeah.
For work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wow. I mean, that's such a great story. Thanks for sharing it. I realize that you have already partially answered the question of, you know, how did this program affect you and what will you take away from it? in terms of the other aspects of your life, I'll start with you, Brad. I mean, what do you think you have gotten out of this, you know, as an artist, as a person? How would you say that it's impacted you since you started working with Twist Out Cancer?
Well, I think like first and foremost, it's really helped personally with me opening up and just being completely raw with a stranger, you know, and also reciprocating that and receiving that from a stranger. And that in itself is like the coolest thing ever. Because there's something about it that takes away any fear of judgment or, you know, awkwardness, mm-hmm. because you're both diving right into it. So I think that's actually, you know, helped outside the program with me introducing myself or being, you know, more open with people. It's also been a huge eye-opener with that we don't all know what other people are experiencing in their lives at any given time, mm-hmm. no matter how close you may be to them, because sometimes it takes years and years to heal from something. So just always kind of keeping in mind that people have their own battles and journeys that they go on, and sometimes it's really hard to navigate through that alone, you know? So kind of always just keep that in the back of your mind that, you know, be kind.
Yeah, those are super important lessons. And August, go ahead if you had a response.
I was going to say, I think I've also noticed a difference in how Brad has approached his art as well.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I didn't know him before that. But,
yeah.
But I did see like art that he had created and things like that. And he brought all of that to Brushes with Cancer, but he like didn't talk about it as much. And didn't really own like his skills and his talent in it. And I feel like that's also changed a little. I'm sorry, I'm continuing to answer the question.
No, please.
Yeah. Just, I think having that extra exposure and everything has helped him step a little bit more into owning how much of an artist he is.
That's very cool to hear. What about for yourself? I mean, like what do you think are the, you know, sort of lasting effects or just big takeaways for you?
For me, it was definitely sort of touching on what Brad said and in not knowing what people are going through. You know, like I had mentioned before, I tried to really keep it together. I mean, I was 8 months pregnant when I was diagnosed and with my second child. So I had a toddler. Wow. And I was running a youth program and it was just, I was really trying to hold it. I felt that the news was harder on the people around me than it was on me. Mm. Or I was worried that it would be. And so keeping it together was very important to me, you know?
Yeah.
So having an opportunity to not have that requirement and to be able to share, even though it was 10 years past, and I thought, okay, my son is happy and healthy. Like everything's good. And I'm past it, so to speak. Cancer, hearing that word, marks a line in your life, and there's only the before and the after. And you know, this connection really helped me to share, you know, what that line meant for my life in ways that I didn't think I needed until it was happening. So I will say, like, moving forward, it helped me to own my story more and to share it more, because understanding that, like, sharing gives other people permission to share. And on top of that, obviously, because after being involved, I was just like, this is amazing, jumped in to help facilitate that for other people. And so being able to do that, like, I was just making matches for our next upcoming program. And that is so incredible for me, that every name I'm looking at on the application, I'm hoping that they have just as beautiful of a connection, and, you know, that it affects their life in as positive of a way that it affected mine.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think that's actually a really nice way to sort of put a button on it. I mean, with everything coming full circle, does either of you, is there anything else that you wanted to share, or anything else that you would like people to know about this experience that we haven't covered?
Don't be reluctant if you have the slightest inkling to try it out, because you'll be so surprised. You'll surprise yourself, and you're going to learn something about yourself and other, you know, at least somebody else in the process, that's going to alter the way you see things in a really beautiful way.
Yeah. And I guess I would just say, like, after experiencing it myself and watching, like, hundreds and hundreds of other matches and seeing the art come out of it and everything, it's so beautiful. Every single connection is its own unique thing. It's going to be a different story than ours, you know, it's going to be a different story than so many of the others, but, like, they're each their own thing. And I guess the same thing. Yeah. I would just encourage that if you feel like you could be willing to be open and vulnerable with sharing your story with someone, then it's definitely worth it.